Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Every time I think I might not, I might drink too much, I got to look at the Tommy Lee story that broke yesterday. Well, the last couple of days, he apparently was on a podcast, the Bill Maher podcast. Says he was drinking up to 2 gallons of vodka a day back in the day.
A day.
A day. And I was reading something about that. Alcohol
poisoning. You got to start pretty early.
Yeah.
I think you got to not
around
stop.
The clock operation.
Yeah, you just got to not stop.
Is that what's a 1.75? How many gallons is that?
That would be close to a half gallon.
Yeah, it says here.
I think
people are questioning whether it's people are questioning whether it's possible.
1.75 liters.
Yeah,
it's close to a half gallon.
I saw it on Twitter yesterday originally, and then I saw people commenting on it, and all these alcoholics were checking in.
Oh, you're right.
And it was like people were saying, "Nah, it's not possible." I was doing. I'm so-and-so, I'm this age, and I did this, and I lost my liver, It was right down the rabbit hole, man.
So 4 of those a day.
Basically. He's drinking 4 handles a day.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like 4, how many Borgs is that?
A lot.
Well, that's not
good. You're just drinking Borgs. It straight?
Yeah, he said he put an eye drop of, basically he was just put an eye drop of, Mio back in the, they call it now, Mio, but it's not that. It was just grapefruit juice. Just grapefruit juice, just very little flavoring, he said. An eye drop full of cranberry juice, he said, put in there, he said he drank out of boredom, and Todd, we've mentioned that before.
Well, I mean, you're a rock star, I see how
you
that
drank
happens.
Out of boredom, the days you're off, yeah.
That's my trigger, man.
You got a beautiful house. Mm. You're a rock star. Probably chicks hanging around by your pool, and you're
and
drinking
even on
vodka.
The,
all day.
Does he still drink?
He's on and off. He's been on and off all his life.
Oh,
said,
so
pretty much here.
He didn't quit entirely.
No.
Good
no,
for
no.
him.
He he says no, he did. I was wondering that too.
Because usually when you get to that,
he says
extreme.
Liver's fine, man. Which is crazy. He said it's impossible, but his liver's fine.
How long a period
Wonderful
of time?
Wonderful the Coke fended off the booze.
Did it say how long a period of time?
He said a long time.
It says here in this article, in 89-90, they as a band decided, they're like, okay, someone's not going to wake up one morning. This is getting ridiculous. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's probably close to 10 years. It's in the formative and early years of Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was some of that 2 gallons of vodka chugged up his ass? At one time or another,
weren't sure
they chucking it up their
I'm
ass
sure
at one
I'm
time?
I'm sure he liked it in his mouth,
Yeah, but
what are we talking about?
Motley Crue, that they funneled it up their ass?
No, I don't think a crew did that.
I thought it was Motley Crue.
No, they shot it up. They shot vodka.
Oh, that's
up.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Him and Nikki were shooting vodka.
I knew they used a little different delivery method.
Right.
And then they shot up just a little bit of cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would kill you, though. Cranberry juice might kill you, too.
Right.
You got to be careful there.
And it was Ozzy who snorted the ants.
Yeah, he snorted the ants.
Okay.
On a Motley Crue tour.
It was Ozzy's tour.
Ozzy tour.
Yeah.
He said at one point he was sober for 4 years. He's not sober now. I mean, he drinks wine, stuff like that now. You see him backstage drinking wine on the tour. Easy pictures of him hanging out backstage. So, he's kicking ass still, though. Good for him, man. 61 years of age, drank all that vodka. Yeah.
2 gallons. The four handles. That's the way to. That's where it really hits. It's like, wow, that's a job.
Yeah, you're right. That's yeah. Because I just finished a handle the other day. I mean, and it was over a period of time. You know, I know Todd will drink more vodka than me, but you know, I still like my vodka.
No, a handle takes me about 5 days.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was doing that in like 3 hours.
Yeah. That's a crazy amount of vodka.
It really is.
He said he's drinking 7.5 liters a day.
He said he could do it and no problem. He said it was so. And it, actually, the article says it. You know, they talk about how much lethal vodka it would kill you, lethal alcohol, and they were saying, but it does take into account what you drink normally. I mean, your tolerance. Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, that's got a right. Ton.
That's
to
when I hand my wife. She goes, "Let me taste your Bloody Mary." She goes, "Ah." See, to me, it's not that. I mean,
why does she keep doing that? Doesn't she know by now?
Well, I don't know.
How long
she
has
does
she
it.
Been having drinks with you? She
well,
knows.
It's one of those situations. I'll order a double something somewhere, and I try to get it in short glass because I don't want a lot of liquid. In fact, they show it in the tall glass. I ordered short. You know. And I'm a dick about it. I'm thinking, no, I don't want all that extra liquid in there. I want vodka and a little
you
taste of something.
A dick
else.
About it? No.
Right. And so she'll go, if she wants to order something, let me try that. And she goes, you know. I never hand it to anybody and they don't go, you know. Well, like my son took a sip one time. He hated it. He doesn't even know how people drink.
Next time, just order it with an eyedropper of tomato juice.
But this is nothing compared to that guy. It's just a double vodka. You know, I'm drinking double vodka soda short, little lime.
No, when they mentioned
I stopped making drinks for people.
Alcohol poisoning. Alcohol poisoning also matters how quickly you drink the stuff.
Right.
Yeah. How much is infused into your system?
Yeah. You mean like 2 gallons in a day?
Yeah. Yeah, I obviously he spread it out.
You would think that wouldn't be compatible with life.
That would kill most people.
A lethal dose of alcohol for a 132-pound adult is 1 liter in spirits, according to Alcohol Org.
Over what period of time?
Said 2 gallons is equivalent to 7.5 liters.
Right.
So that's six more liters you need to die. So I don't know. Alcohol poisoning, here's where it comes into play right here. Alcohol poisoning can be impacted by the person's size, weight, health, tolerance, level and the rate of consumption designated time period.
Right, so you're right.
I'm guessing Tommy Lee was wake up in the morning and drink all day. Well, and that's probably.
Yeah, he had to start early.
He had to just sip on it all day.
Yeah,
and
coffee, like Larry does in coffee.
Right.
I mean, look at that guy to be 61 and still looking the way he does. He obviously probably has a bit of a naturally high metabolism.
Yeah, because he's always been skinny.
He's always been that skinny.
He's never not been able to take off his shirt. I mean, you've never seen him with any kind of gut whatsoever. So, I mean, not even a little one, you know. Metabolism just must be crazy.
Yeah, he may have been blessed with a super high metabolism that helped him not die
from
blessed. 2 gallons of vodka.
No question about it.
Well, yeah.
Tommy Lee is blessed.
In other ways, yes.
I think anybody that drinks any alcohol whatsoever after years of drinking, when you go your yearly physical and you're liver numbers are fine. You always go, really?
Well,
can you imagine?
Yeah. And maybe run that one again, Doc.
I mean, really? I mean, that's why the liver and your body is just an amazing, amazing organ. And because even Tommy Lee said here, he recently had a scan, you know, head to toe, and he said, you're fine. He goes, really? He said he thought the doctor screwed up and checked something else, you know. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But see, if you got that at 61, aren't you going to celebrate? Are you drinking another gallon of vodka? I am.
I'm more worried about him now that he has a face tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, he does, doesn't he? Yeah.
That seems to affect life expectancy more than anything.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Tyson's still kicking.
Yeah.
Oh, he does got a face tattoo, man.
But if anybody can get away with it.
I was going to get a job with that, man.
Does anybody have a cool face tattoo?
I think they all suck, man.
And yeah, I've never seen one where I'm like, oh, that looks good on that person.
The new scene with all the dumbass rappers with just like graffiti on their face. They just look stupid looking, man. Just stupid looking, you know. Yeah. And they're not going to need, well, some of them might need jobs. They're all getting rich. But they're also not going to, it's going to look weird when they get a little older. You know?
Like it does on Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's a little older.
Yeah, but he got it. But at least this is a fresh one. Think about it.
Is that better?
Yeah, because it's if it's a brand new tattoo, it's not going to fade as quickly. And I mean, it's stupid. I don't think it looks that great. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Mike Tyson's face tattoo looks artistic compared to Post Malone's.
Post Malone looks like
Post
an
Malone
idiot.
Post Malone looked like he got drunk and somebody scribbled on his face.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
His buddies scribbled on his face when he was passed out on the couch.
Yeah, I don't get the face tattoos at all. Yeah,
so was Tommy Lee drinking 2 gallons a day when he was down in, remember the TV show he had in Lincoln where he goes to college?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and Motley Crue sued saying that hurt the band's reputation. I remember that. It was like they hated it. They
might not have been wrong.
I'm with you on that. I thought it was really lame.
That was 2005, so that might have been a few years after this.
It was really lame. And I didn't even watch any of it for some reason. I don't know why I didn't watch
that. I do remember watching at least a bit of it.
No, I wasn't the least bit interested.
And it was right down the road from us, too, you know? I mean, the broadcasting, you know.
But it was just bad reality TV.
It was really bad.
Because it was scripted reality TV.
But, I heard he still keeps in touch with that chick that was his tutor. She was pretty hot back in the day. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What? They got him a hot chick to be a tutor?
Yeah, believe it or not. They set it up randomly. You know?
Huh. Yeah. I'm sure the university.
He had a roommate, too. We're talking about this. He had a roommate down there, and it was a regular student, so I'd like to know whatever happened to that guy, you know?
He probably graduated and left.
He did.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, so, I forgot he did that show. Yeah. Yeah, they sued because it didn't hurt the band's reputation of Tommy. And Tommy Lee was even part of the suit. It's like the band said, "Hey, that made us look bad." Tommy goes, "Yeah, it did." And he joined the suit. I remember he sued the production company or the network. I forget what was that on. Was that on VH1 or MTV?
No, I think that was on a network.
Yeah, it was.
It was like NBC or something.
I want to say NBC.
He said, "Nah, it looks bad. Him hanging out with a bunch of Knicks in the middle of nowhere, going to college and trying to be a kid."
But I'll
first
make
of
it all up.
At
to
the
you.
Time, he was 45, and if you walk on a campus at 45 and you're hanging out with 18-year-olds, you're an old man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an old man. You know, when I played my dorm room concert in Kansas, mm-hmm. you know, a couple chords.
Sing a song.
Freaked out some people.
You're the piano man.
His tutor is a doctor now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever happened to his roommate? Some dude, man. Yeah. But whatever. I don't think anything.
His sore.
I did think he.
I'm thinking Tommy Lee could have scored some chicks while he was on the couch.
I think there was some sort of written rule where he wasn't allowed to bang the co-eds.
I
think
that
was in his contract because it wouldn't have turned out well.
No.
You know, he's bringing that hog to town with 18-year-old girls. You know, on tour is one thing, but at the college, I think there was some sort of agreement that Tommy Lee with the company that produced it, obviously, or the network. That he wouldn't bang the co-eds.
Well, and that
would be the only reason I would
get
down there.
At all.
Yeah. That's the only reason I would go.
And if you're Tommy Lee, you'll make that concession because you can bang college chicks
anywhere.
Any other day of the week,
right. Anywhere
else in the world.
Right, right.
Because you can.
He just drove over to Wesleyan, probably banged them. That's a small college.
Good pull.
Right, yeah.
Where'd you go to school? Lincoln? No. Wesleyan. Okay, bend over.
A little trip to Doan.
That's right. Right down the road, banging chicks at Doan. All right.
Like McMahon having
to
leave campus
and
drink.
That's a small college, too. Yeah. Or drive to Omaha and bang everybody. Who knows what Tommy did back in the day.
He probably flew in some entertainment at some point.
He might have. He might have, yeah.
He could do that.
If you drink 2 gallons of vodka a day, hell, 1 gallon of vodka a day is what? Two of those handles?
Two handles? To be half what he was doing.
Yeah, he was doing four handles a day.
That's a job, man.
How about one handle a day? Could you do one handle a day, Todd? Could you? Without just passing out.
Maybe one day.
Right. If I really put my mind to it, I'd like to have to start now.
But
well, that's what I mean.
No, Nick, we're not starting now. He looked at me like, can we? No.
Who's bringing vodka?
No.
Let's do it.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Todd could probably do it one day, but Tommy was doing it every day.
And that, well, I'm talking about one handle.
Parking garage.
He was doing four handles.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm pretty sure he worked up to it. He didn't just wake up one day and say, I think I'll pound four handles of vodka.
But there had to have been a sustained period there where he was doing it every day.
Well, think about it, Todd. He was actually in his 20s doing this. You know, and when you were in your 20s, you could drink a lot more. So I'm guessing if I had a vodka habit in my 20s, I probably could have hit this pretty good. You know,
and probably not. Maybe not four.
No, maybe not. Maybe not two gallons, but you know, a lot of booze. I think about the booze I drank back in those days. Vodka and then beer and anything else you wanted to drink all damn day. So, yeah, Nick, let's go.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.